You have your Bible tonight. I won't just look for a few minutes, but we can have a baptizing service in just a little bit. But we want to look at that and look what that is for just a minute in time tonight, if God will be our help. If you have your Bible and you want to turn to Matthew chapter number 28, Matthew chapter number 28 this evening for just a moment in time. That's the last chapter in the book of Matthew. Matthew chapter number 28. We'll look at verse 18. It said, Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. As we look at this tonight and we see that the power and authority comes from the Lord Jesus Christ, because He is that absolute authority and He is that absolute power. Amen. In other words, He has all the resources that we need to follow Him and to do those things that will bring glory to His name. Amen. He is that propitiation of our faith. He's the one that died for us on the cross of Calvary that offers unto us salvation through Jesus Christ the Lord. Amen. So we have that promise in Him. We have the help in Him and we have the power in Him. And so what we need now is just to have the motivation and the techniques that we need to be able to use to bring Him glory in the day that we live, to lift up His name, praise Him, and have Him help us along day by day to give us the strength, His strength from the throne of grace that we can persevere in the world that we live in. He told the disciples, He said, go ye therefore and teach all nations. So what He's talking about here, He said, go out and be disciples. Amen. He says, go out and teach all nations to instruct, to bring forth biblical doctrine. Now I know people say all the time, well, Pastor, you oughtn't to mention doctrine. We oughtn't to ever preach on doctrine. Well, doctrine is nothing less than just biblical instruction. He said we need to take biblical instruction, build upon that instruction, and encourage our people, ourselves, and the other people in the instruction of God. Amen. It's God speaking to our hearts, and it does it through the Holy Spirit. If you're here tonight and you've never been saved, praise God, it takes the Holy Spirit to convict you of sin, to get you to realize that that you're an old sinner and that you need to be saved. He has to show us that we're sinners before we can ever confess our sin, praise God, and be saved. So He said we need to have that teachable spirit. We need to be disciples unto the Lord. He said, you go ye therefore and teach all nations. He said, so in other words, He said we need to go everywhere. Amen. We was talking about that earlier, talking about, we can't be everywhere. But we have missionaries and we support them and they go all over the land and they preach the gospel of Lord Jesus Christ. That's what their chore is. That's what we hire them to do. Amen. And they go into the world and they preach, they make disciples. What is it? That is other followers of Christ. Amen. Just like me and you ought to be. Amen. But we have to check up sometimes, just ask ourselves, am I truly a follower of Christ? Amen. Am I truly a follower of Christ? And we see what takes place. If you look over in Acts chapter number 2, we see Peter. Remember, Peter is talking. He's preaching at the very beginning of this thing. And he's preaching to the people here in Acts chapter number 2. In verse 36, he says, therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God had made this same Jesus whom ye have crucified, both Lord and Christ. Now, when he says that, it convicts them in their heart. Amen. Peter was preaching and conviction fell upon those people. Conviction, the Holy Spirit moved upon them and they realized, he said, hey, this man Jesus, he said, you've crucified. Amen. He said, you've put him to death. He said, but he is both Lord and Christ. In other words, he's that anointed one of God. He's that promise. He's that Messiah that you've been looking for. But instead of receiving him, you persecuted him and you put him to death. Amen. I'm afraid in the world we're living in today, a lot of people are persecuting him and they're putting him to death today. Bring to an open shame. But he said he's that authority, praise God, the sovereign in power and might. And said, you put him to death. But they said, they cry out. Well, that's what they said, verse 37. He said, when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart. And said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brothers, what shall we do? Amen. They were convicted in their spirit. Amen. The Holy Ghost, God had done convict them. It went from their head to their heart. Praise God. That's what it takes. In order for us to be saved, it has to go from our head to our heart. And we say, Lord, what would you have me to do? And He said, confess your sins, repent of your sins, and be saved. Peter would say to them this, and Peter said unto them, repent. Amen. To repent. That means that you've got to have a change of mind that'll change your heart. It's a change of mind, praise God, that'll change your heart, which will change your life. So many times I've told you, if you're truly born again and there's not a change in your life, then there's not a change that you got the goods. Amen? If you get saved, the Holy Ghost, God's big enough, because the Lord Jesus Christ has done told us in Matthew 28 that He has all power in heaven and earth. And if He doesn't have enough power to change me and you, praise God, when He holds the whole world in the span of His hand, if there's not a change in you when you profess Him and you say you received Him, then something's missing. You didn't get the same thing I got. Because when I got saved, praise God, the Lord Jesus Christ moved in my heart, He changed my want to. Amen. He changed my unction. The things that I used to claim dear to myself, praise God, are not so dear no more. Praise the Lord. But Peter said unto them, repent. He said, you got to have that change of mind, change of attitude, a change of heart. And what else did he say? He said, and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sin. Now, why did the Holy Spirit say every one of you? Amen. Praise God. He said, hey, this is an individual salvation. Somebody will say, well, praise God, my brother got in. I had a fellow told me for years, he said, well, my mama was a good godly woman. And I said, glory, hallelujah, that's a good thing, but that won't get you in. Amen. Mama's witness might be a testimony to you, but mama's salvation won't save you. We can't skate in on mama's skirt tail or daddy's trouser leg, praise God. We got to get in because we repent ourselves and receive Lord Jesus Christ. He said, every one of you in the name of Lord Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. So praise God, you got to get something that'll help you to put away, praise God, your sins. Your sinfulness help you to go in a different direction. He says, then shall you receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. That's what happens. That's what makes the difference. The Holy Ghost lives in your heart. We've disregarded the Holy Spirit in our lives today. Praise God. In a lot of fellowship that we have, we need fellowship with the Holy Spirit of God. Because the Holy Spirit of God lives in our hearts. He said, that's a gift that God gives. He said, when he went out of here, he said, hey, listen, he said, I'll not leave you. He said, but I'll send, he said, I'll pray the Father that He'll send the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit comes and He moves into your heart. He dwells in you, praise God. And He helps you every step of the way, every day. Amen. He said, that's what He does. He said, for the promises unto you and to your children and to all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. Amen. So he said, what's taking place here? He said, this repentance that we have, Peter's preaching, repentance into conversion, praise God. He said, it's a public declaration, praise God, of the conscious. Amen. The conscious faith, Lord Jesus Christ. That's why we call it believer's baptism. Amen. It's called believer's baptism. And if you get baptized without being saved first, praise God, I can baptize you to the tadpoles in the pond, know your name. Amen. Till they know your social security number by heart. But that won't save you. We're saved because we put our faith in Lord Jesus Christ. You say, what is it? What Peter's talking about, what the Lord's talking about here, is a voluntary obedience. Amen. He's therefore, he said, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. Now I want you to notice he said in the name. That's singular. Amen. It's not one that's a Father, one that's a Son, one's Holy Spirit. It's singular. They're all three in one. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit are one in unity. You can't separate them, praise God. They're one. And he said, we baptize in that name. Glory to God. So what is baptism? It's symbolism, praise God, of the death and the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. If you look back over at Romans chapter number 6, Romans chapter number 6. If you go back to Romans chapter number 5 in the last verse, the Bible says, that as sin hath reigned unto death, even so might grace reign through righteousness unto eternal life. Here's how it happens. By Jesus Christ our Lord. That's what makes the difference. It's the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, what shall we say then? Verse number 1, chapter 6. Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into His death? Therefore, we are buried with Him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. So we see the symbolism, praise God, here in the baptism, in believers' baptism. It's that death and the resurrection that He tells us about through Jesus Christ our Lord. Jesus died and He went to a borrowed tomb for 3 days. He was dead and He rose victorious over death and the grave. Amen. He come out of there in victory, praise God. We ought to just take a recess and just shout a while. Glory, hallelujah. Jesus did that for us. He died, praise God, in this world. He died from this world. He died to this world. But He came out, praise God, victorious unto life everlasting, to life eternal, praise God, that He offers in a liberal fashion to you and me. Amen. That symbolism, praise God, that we see in the death, burial, and the resurrection of Lord Jesus Christ. It shows how much Jesus loved me and you. In Colossians chapter number 2. Colossians chapter number 2 and verse number 12. Well, verse number 11, he said, In whom also ye were circumcised with the circumcision made without hands, and the putting off the body of the sins of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ, buried with Him in baptism, verse number 12, wherein also ye are risen with Him through the faith of the operation of God, who hath raised Him from the dead. He said it was God Almighty in the power of His might. He reached down, praise God, and He raised the Son from the dead, and He set Him in life, and He gave Him liberty, praise God, from the dead. He said, and you being dead in your sins and the uncircumcision of your heart. That's a lack of separation. Amen. We have to separate ourselves from this flesh. Amen. You and I have to separate ourselves from His flesh. Our flesh will do things, praise God, that's not Christ-like. Can I get a witness? Amen. Amen. Your flesh will lead you in directions and cause you to do things that you oughtn't to do. But He said, because the Lord Jesus Christ, we're buried with Him in baptism, wherewith you are risen also Him through the faith, the operation of God. The faithful operation of God will give us the encouragement, praise God, that we may be dead in your sins and uncircumcision, that the lack of separation of the flesh, that said, hath He quickened together with Him, having forgiven you all trespasses. Amen. Can think about it. God that loves you enough, He forget every time that you miss the mark. Amen. Amen. Every time that you miss, can you think about it? Praise God, you're just like an archer that's shooting at the target. And you don't always hit it dead on. But He said, praise God, there's a God of heaven, just as if you're at archer and you're trying your best, but you still miss the mark. He said, God will forgive every time that you've missed the mark. Praise God. Every time you've had that little bit of lack of separation in your life. Ain't you glad, praise God, that God does that? Ain't you glad God's able, praise God, to minister to your heart and to your spirit? Praise God. That's how much Jesus loved you. Amen. He loved you enough to save you. And He loved you enough to save you and to separate you unto Himself. Amen. We belong to Jesus now. I tell you, as you start out life, and it says, in baptism, praise God, we go down in that watery grave and we come up in newness of life to say, you know what, to the world, that we're going to die out to the world and die out to the flesh, and we're going to live for Jesus. Amen. We're going to live for Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. He's going to make the difference in our lives. And the old flesh will rise up and it'll fight a sore. But we have to make a commitment. Just like Jesus made a commitment for you, praise God. When he passed through Samaria, he had his face set as though he would go to Jerusalem. They never paid him no attention. They said, hey, he's going to Jerusalem. Well, he had a plan and a purpose. It was to go to Jerusalem and to give his life as for sinners, that through him we might be saved. Amen. And because that dedication that he had to us, had for us, he said, you go into the highways and hedges. He said, you go into all nations. Teach all nations. Baptize them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. Teach them to observe all things whatsoever I've commanded you. He said, we need to pay attention to what God says. Amen. So when Jesus loved us enough, he made a commitment to us that through him we might be saved. And what we do in believers' baptism, praise God, we say we're going to go in that watery grave. We're going to leave this world in the grave and we're going to come out in newness of life and we're going to live for Christ. Amen. We're going to leave that old world, that old self behind us. And you'll think, say to yourself, well, you know, that's hard. There's a lot of things in this world. There is a lot of things in this world. But praise God, I'm glad there's a whole lot more things that's out of this world. We have a blessed Savior and we have a blessed hope. Praise God. We have an eternal future in glory. Praise the Lord. Ain't you glad it's that way? So we see baptism today. In short, it's that separation. It's an outward sign of that inward possession that we have, that inward change that's taking place in your life. Amen? Praise God. Ain't you glad there was a change? I'm glad I don't know where I'd have been. I'd hate to even think where I'd been today if it hadn't been for the Lord. Amen? If it hadn't been for the Lord Jesus Christ, I don't know where I'd have been. Praise God. But baptism, it's that outward sign of that inward change. Praise God. Baptism is that public testimony of that internal spirit change. That the Spirit of God has moved into you. That the spirit of man can't overcome it because the Spirit of God is greater. Amen. He's a spirit that lives inside you. And what you do in believer's baptism, you say, I'm going to die out this world and I'm through that spirit that lives inside me that's stronger than my own spirit. Praise God. That's going to begin to take control of me and lead me and guide me and show me the way. Going to make a decision. Amen. See, baptism is not a means of salvation. Amen. Baptism is not a means of salvation. The Bible says, Ephesians chapter 2, verse number 8, says, for by grace are you saved through faith. And that not of yourself, it's a gift of God. Not of works, lest any man should boast. Praise God. He said, so there's a work of God that takes place. It's that marvelous grace of God, that unmerited favor of God, that free gift of His favor that moves upon your heart, shows you you're no sinner, shows you, tells you that He wants to save you and deliver you from who? From yourself. Amen. And deliver you from yourself unto Him, praise God. So He can get the glory out of our lives. So He can begin to do those works in us. For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus, unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. And we can if we'll let Him help us. So what we're doing today, we're coming in believer's baptism. These folks today, Christopher and Haley said, you know what, I want to go into believer's baptism. I want to come out, praise God. I want to live for Jesus. I want my life to account for something. Amen. So when it's all said and done, I told Haley this morning, I said, sis, I wish I'd have got started earlier. Amen. Did I have a witness? Amen. I wish I'd have got started earlier. I wish I knew what I knew now when I was her age. I was saved and I was running, but I wasn't running as well as I'd like to. But time creeps up on you. Don't look back in the years to come and say, boy, I wish I would have. Amen. Do it now. Make the commitment. Make that vow unto God now that, Lord, I want to live for you. Amen. I want you to get the glory. But we need to be careful. We need to be really, really careful. Because the Bible in Deuteronomy 23, it says it's better not to make a vow than to make a vow and break it. Amen. I wonder how many people has made this same kind of vow. They've went in that watery grave and they've come out with the hope of newness of life, but they've let down themselves and they've let down God. Amen. What we're doing is we're making a vow, just like Caitlin did last weekend. They made a vow. Amen? She made a vow to this young man. This young man made a vow to her. Till death do you part. Bible says that even that it's better. She said, no, he's preaching me. No. But he said, it's all of us. He said, it's better not to make a vow than to make a vow and break it. He said, in other words, we better put forth every effort in our fiber and our being, praise God, to if we make a vow like this, that we keep our part. God expects, let me just read that to you. I can find it right quickly. Deuteronomy chapter 23 and verse 21. He said, when thou shalt vow a vow unto the Lord thy God, thou shalt not slack to pay it. For the Lord thy God will surely require it of thee, and it would be sin in thee. Amen? He said, it's better not to make a vow than to make a vow and break it. He said, because if you make a vow, he said, if you make a vow and break it, he said, then that's sin. And God deals with sin. Amen? I don't like the way God deals with sin because He's a chastening God. Amen? He said, if you're going to make a vow, he said, make a vow to keep it. Say, Lord, I'm going to go in this watery grave and I'm going to come out and Lord, with your help. Brother Christopher said, I'm going to do the best I can to live for Jesus. No matter what happens. I told Brother Christopher, he got saved. And that day, I told him, I said, brother, I said, you hit the world this week and said, the devil will give you a fit. Of course, he said, he come back next Sunday. I said, well, how'd it go? He said, well, you was right. Amen. Give me a fit. But he said, hey, he didn't give him no saddle, praise God. He said, if the devil's going to ride me, he's going to ride bareback. I ain't going to give him no help. Praise God. I appreciate that. And it's an everyday thing. When we make a commitment, we make that vow that we're going to do something for God. Hey, as long as you're not doing nothing for the Lord, the devil won't bother you much. Oh, he might send one little old nymph every now and then just to kind of persuade you in the wrong direction to keep you on the wrong path. But you start trying to do something for Jesus, the devil will fight you. He'll use your own family. He'll use people against you to try to dissuade you. But just remember, say, you know what? I made a vow to God, and God's going to promise He's going to help me. And God won't ask me to do anything. He said, be ye holy, for I'm holy. And He won't ask me to do anything that He won't help me to do. He won't ask me to be anything that He won't help me to be. So you know what? I'm just going to go down that watery grave. I'm going to come out in victory and newness of life. And I'm just going to serve the Lord. I'm just going to give God glory all days of my life. Haley said, goodness gracious, preacher, you scared me to death now. That sounds like a lot of responsibility. But listen, it's not as much your responsibility as it is His. Amen? Because you are His reward in glory. And He said, when you commit yourself to Him, He takes care of that. And in Ephesians, since you, He said, one day He said, He's going to present yourself to Him. Praise God. He's going to put you in a trophy, on a trophy case, on display, and say, glory, hallelujah, Father, this is one of ours. Amen. To the glory of the Father. What a day. Amen. That's what we're doing today. We're entering in. These folks is entering in to believers' baptism. They're saying they want to join this church by believers' baptism. And that's what we want more than anything else. But as much as we want it, as much as we desire it, God desires it even more. Lord Jesus is smiling. Amen. He's a smiling. He's happy. Praise God. He's rejoicing. Amen. Brother Billy, praise God, if they could get word to him, he's having him a spell. Glory to God. He's waving up in heaven. What a blessing. I hope, Brother Billy, I hope the good God of heaven, grace and mercy, just open a little space in heaven right now this evening and just let him look at this section right here. Glory to God. What a blessing. Billy sat back here every Sunday. He said, pray for my family. Amen. Pray for my family. He said, they should be two or three pews right here full of my family. He said it all the time, didn't he? Amen. Can I get a witness? Amen. Every service. This should be my family. Praise God. Here they are. Amen. Two more back there. Praise God. Christopher and Chris. What a blessing. Glory to God. If Daddy could see you now, but praise God, Jesus can, and He can relay a message Praise God. Amen. He can relay a message. He said, we come to offer believers baptism to these dear folks. And they can go out down in that watery grave and come out in the life everlasting to serve the Lord Jesus Christ as His little young ones. To God be the glory. Amen. Praise His holy name.